You hear this mantra a lot in early childhood circles. 90% of a child's brain is formed by the age of five. At a kickoff of a public relations campaign called Let's Grow Kids, Burlington pediatrician Joe Hagen explained the science behind that statistic. He said brain neurons grow more quickly than previously thought, and they need to be activated and connected to one another early in life to keep growing. That's called synaptogenesis.
In the early process, those neurons sort of reach out, and anything that's stimulated, it connects to. And we want to enrich that neuronal growth. We want to enrich that synaptogenesis, that creation of synapses, because that's what causes a healthy brain.
And that's why children who don't get an early start on learning fall behind their peers quickly. A groundbreaking study at Rice University found drastic differences in vocabulary development depending on socioeconomic background. Children from high-income families were exposed to 30 million more words than children from families on welfare. And there's another big obstacle that makes it hard for children to succeed in kindergarten: bad behavior. Here's what one Winooski teacher, Jessica Perot, told business leaders at the Let's Grow Kids event.
We're seeing children who have a hard time sharing and taking turns, and we're actually seeing children who simply have a hard time communicating with one another. And most recently, we're seeing students who are finding a difficult time interacting with one another.
And if five-year-olds can't avoid temper tantrums, no one is going to learn very much. That's why, in her classroom, Parat has been doing some unusual things, like using color-coded cards to reward good behavior, and starting each day with this video.
Ask your arms if they want to relax. If they want to relax, relax them.
That's called mindfulness training, and it's usually aimed at adults. But Parat says it helps children shake off whatever stresses they may have brought to school and get down to the tasks ahead.
Can a cow hop? Can a cow hop? A cow does not hop. Can a lion hop?
That's Lily Poirier doing what she says she could not do on the first day of school, reading. Teacher Jessica Perot says a surprising number of children show up to kindergarten not even knowing the alphabet. Now, after a lot of close personal attention, most are reading at or above grade level. But Perot says that's taken almost a whole year to accomplish. She says more kids would be reading sooner if all families could get their children into the school's preschool program, which has a waiting list.
And I'm sure it's not just Winooski that has that problem. I'm sure there's other communities finding that problem as well. So we're realizing that, no, not everyone's going to get in that one preschool room.
And that means not every child is going to be ready for kindergarten by their fifth birthday. Most school districts, including Winooski, hold kindergarten screenings to determine if a child knows the alphabet, has good large and small motor skills, and plays well with others. But in Winooski, Perot says even kids who are too young or immature for kindergarten get to enroll anyway, so they don't fall farther behind.
And the way we believe is if they're not ready, then we'll just have new 2 years of kindergarten versus staying home because they can't get into a preschool.
But a year from now, all children in Vermont will be offered a place in preschool. A new law requires every school district to provide at least 10 hours of pre-kindergarten each week to every 3- and 4-year-old whose parents choose to enroll them. Many will outsource instruction to private childcare providers who must be qualified to participate based on a rating system. Over 80% of Vermont's towns currently offer some subsidized preschool, but only about 38% of Vermont's children are enrolled. The new law is designed to bring more early education to more kids. It's expected to cost the state an additional $10 million over the next 7 years, and local districts and philanthropists will also carry some of the cost. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.